Well, I think hats off has to go to Maureen O'Donnell, the magic tipster. You know, we walked off the field in O'Donnell Park after losing the seventh league game in the bounce, and Maureen said, well, you said great league campaigns and basically blew out the championship before, maybe it'll go the other way around. So she was the first woman that that predicted that this might happen. But yeah, look, geez, we're just delighted, we're over the moon. You know, no one really gave us a prayer coming in here today, and you know, we were quietly confident. You know, we felt, you know, could we stay in the game for long periods and have it still in the balance going down the stretch, you know, we wouldn't be that far away, and thanks for that, how it worked out.
The two girls returned today, Tanya Kennedy and Niamh Hegarty. What a performance by the two of them. Actually, they slotted right in. You think they were playing for the full year with Donegal. They've only been in a matter of weeks, and they were a huge factor in that one.
Yeah, look, the wear. And look, I think that's been the story for us all year. We just, you know, no team can survive with a team full of kids, you know, and one or two other players. You know, we had a sprinkling as the league went on, but look, adding those two senior players into the group, you know, made a massive difference. One at either end of the field, you know, I don't think anybody can handle Amy Mackin as well as Tanya can with her physicality and athleticism. And look, Niamh Hegarty's craft and guile is, you know, is known to everybody. So they made a massive difference, and I think, you know, that'll be, you know, even Karen Guthrie's turn after the league, her and Niamh, they hobbled about for the second half there. It's them but the last 2 points, and that's what got us over the line.
Let's mention one of the young guard. She was very close to getting player to the match in our book. Is young Abigail Temple-Azuka. She was brilliant in Kelly Mallon, particularly in that second half. When Mackin went off, you knew Mallon was going to be the target.
Well, you know, Abigail got player of the match in last week's Minor Ulster final, and you know, at 17 years of age, it's some achievement. But look, she's just got an unbelievable nose to read the game. You know, it's the essential qualities of a fullback. You know, you can't coach it, you can't teach anybody what Abigail has, you know. And look, we're delighted with herself and Katie Dowds. Katie's just 16, yeah. You know, played under 16 football last year, and you know, she kicked a brilliant point over her left foot. She's right footed, you know, at a crucial time in the game, and you know, that period in the middle of the first half, I think, was really important for us. You know, Armagh had just had their nose in front, and we pegged them back and got in the lead and tagged on a couple of scores, and Katie's at that time was brilliant. So yeah, look, from the two young girls, Katie and Abigail, to the two older ones, Niamh and Karen, I think, yeah, you know, we got a massive shift out of everybody.
And Katie mentioned about communication, and that was evident in the final quarter, because as we said in comment, you were quite happy to let Armagh have the ball out and around that 45, because there was no major threat out there. And the way that they were working inside, and the way the girls was talking, was it just about managing it out, Max?
Yeah, and look, we've been here before. You know, I think that'll probably be quite similar to how the Dublin game played out last year. You know, I know we got the goals and put a bit of polish in the scoreline at the end of that game, but look, football's all about luck as well, and I don't think we've had a lot of luck in recent times or in the last couple of finals. And look, Armagh losing, you know, their key talismanwoman towards the end definitely helped our cause, because you just felt in that last phase that they didn't have anybody that was going to penetrate. If we kept our shape, and as you say, the communication was right and people knew what they're doing, and that's kind of how it looked. So yeah, look, I think it just kind of felt well for us today.
Yep. How big a one is this?
It's probably the sweetest of them all, to be fair, you know, because, you know, the last two victories we had were almost cricket scores in the end, and then we lost the last two by a single point on both occasions. Last year, having had it won twice, and we lost goals in the last kick of the game and then the last kick of extra time. So, you know, to come back this year again, and it was a very tough year. There's no point in saying it wasn't. You know, relegation wasn't part of the plan, and it happened. We had to deal with it, and, you know, and you had to deal with the absence of a lot of, you know, experienced players, and, you know, and young girls had to learn fast on their feet, and with a lot of I suppose, you know, coaching and educating to do with some of them, and I'm just so delighted that they have a medal to show for it.
Yeah. Just finally then, coming into this game, all the talk was about Armagh and about Donegal were huge underdogs, and they wouldn't be able to get up to the levels to beat this Armagh. They're talking differently now going forward, Max, about this Donegal group.
Look, I know they say talk is cheap washing, and look, a game of football and a final is a one-off game, and you know, at the end of the day, Armagh have been in Division 2, you know, we've been in Division 1, we have a lot of players, have played a lot of football, high level football, you know. You know, you're talking like Tanya Kennedy, went toe to toe with Vicky Wall last year, in the best footballer in the country. So, you know, we have players of excellent quality. Niamh McLaughlin's the current footballer of the year. So when you have players like that in your ranks, you know, you're going to be a match for anybody if you can get the game to go your way. And I think the game did go our way today. We got wee breaks at crucial times, and I think, you know, tactically we probably, you know, we're lucky enough, things were kind of worked well for us as well. So it was just one of those days where just everything went to plan, and it doesn't happen often, but thankfully it did today.